This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You want to follow along on TV. As always, presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, February 4th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Another season in the books.
That is the foursome. Another season in the books. Got to quit betting with my feelings. It's just in the bet book, but I'm sure I bet against Tom Brady to ever win another Super Bowl.
I'm sure you did.
The Patriots won a Super Bowl. Just, you know, after last year's Super Bowl.
Did I? I think I had the Patriots to win it all, right? Or did I have them losing?
Oh, I got to go through that.
I had him in a Super Bowl, but I can't remember. I might have had
gotta
him losing.
Got to go through the playoff picks, see who the winner was.
Someone's got to get paid.
Somebody has to get paid.
I'll do it during the break.
Bill Belichick's the best ever, and it's not even close. And he showed it throughout the playoffs. He just out-game plans the opposing coach every time. He embarrassed San Diego. They shut out Kansas City for a half, which was incredible, and the Rams couldn't do anything yesterday.
They did a great job. I thought the story of the game was their defense, obviously. The pressure they were able to put, the third downs, the plays on the back end of the defense when Goff did have a guy open, and then they would close and make a play. I thought that was a story.
It shows you to never bet against the Patriots. It just, yeah. I mean, that should
be your main, some, but
should be your main takeaway.
Don't bet against them.
Well, don't bet against them.
Sean McVay said, you know, I got out-coached. We kind of talked about the edge that Belichick has over opposing coaches, especially younger, you know, first Super Bowl coaches, and who knows what the edge is, but he definitely has an edge, and he proved it.
It's a monstrous edge. Think about that San Diego game. Everybody was high on the Chargers, thought the Chargers could go into New England and get a win, and he embarrassed them, completely embarrassed them. Then the Chiefs don't even score for a half. And then in this game, they couldn't do anything. Would they have two first downs in the first half?
Two, yep.
Goff
had five completions in the first half.
It might be their most impressive playoff run, really, when you think about it.
And considering the teams
the opponents that they beat, pretty freaking impressive.
They've never had to do it as a wild card because they win that division every year, and to their credit, they earn a top seed. I'd be interested to see what would happen if they were a wild card, but not likely to happen.
Maybe in 2019.
I'm not betting against them next year because who's going to beat them in their division, first of all?
Nobody. Nobody.
That's what I was about to say. Maybe 2019 is the year that I finally follow through on the let's all bet the Pats to win the AFC East because it's what they do every single year.
I mean, they beat the Chargers, as you mentioned, the Chiefs.
All high octane.
And the Rams. I mean, what else can he ask for? They're a deserving chance.
And Andrew Whitworth, who's an all-pro tackle for the Rams, even said after the game, he said, look, we didn't see anything on film that they brought on Super Bowl Sunday. Everything was different. Yeah. Six-man fronts. They were stunting everywhere. They were giving you different looks. Everything was disguised. And, you know, that's all. That's Belichick.
I saw the owner, Robert Kraft, talk about this afterwards. And it's true. He said, best trade they ever made was they traded for Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Right.
And even at 66, like if I was the Redskins, they can go ahead and do anything. This is hypothetical. It would never happen. Easily should trade a first-round pick for Bill Belichick, if not two. He's worth it.
Well, it was remarkable. I know a lot of people were upset with the game because it wasn't high-scoring. And, of course, I always prefer high-scoring. But I, for whatever reason, I was entertained by the game. I was in it the whole time.
It was close.
I was in it the whole time. I kept actually thinking that the Rams eventually were going to break through.
We grew up with so many blowouts that I'd rather have that type of game.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I thought it would be more of a tit-for-tat, high-scoring affair. Yeah. I think a lot of us did. But I wasn't, like, thoroughly disgusted by it, by the way a lot of people seem to be. You know, I mean, obviously we want more scoring, but I don't know. I was in on it.
I was enjoying it. A combination of the game and the halftime show. A lot of people were very underwhelmed.
People were crushing Maroon 5. I like Maroon 5. I mean, he's not as good as Bruno Mars. I mean, Bruno Mars is the best.
I thought they were fine at halftime.
They weren't
great. They weren't terrible.
turned into a weird, like, striptease, you know, like, they don't show any of the other members of the band. It's just Adam Levine.
Yeah.
I actually feel bad for the other guys.
Well, there's the long-haired guitarist a few times.
The long-haired guitarist was it.
But other than that, that's
But you'd think
that's
it was
it.
A two-man band,
oh, yeah,
basically
yeah,
one
totally.
Guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, can you name somebody else on Maroon 5?
Not that you can
impossible.
Name them, but you usually
you
see
recognize
the,
them?
Usually you could see the other bandmates. You see them on stage. Like, they'll show the drummer. Like, they didn't show any of the other guys. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I would say this.
It certainly wasn't the best Super Bowl I've ever seen, but there was drama in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was a boring Super Bowl overall to me.
I guess I enjoyed it.
But there was drama in the fourth quarter because the Rams had a shot at tying it. But Goff was terrible, and he threw an awful pick.
I'm sorry, but when a score comes in basically 30 points under the total, it's hard to watch. It's not the product that you're used to watching, especially when you've got two of the top four scoring teams in the NFL during the regular season facing off against each other in the Super Bowl.
Maybe I just liked it because I was rooting for the Patriots and they won.
Maybe that's why.
I mean, the Rams punted 5 or 9 times.
Yeah, if you love punting last night, that was your Super Bowl.
Yeah, but the Pats weren't much better. I mean, I think the Pats were like 3 of 12 and they were like 3 of 13 on 13. Both teams were dreadful on third down.
Yeah.
But Eric's right. The Patriots defense. They
I thought
made
that was a story.
Really, a couple of huge plays. The pass in the middle of the end zone where McCourty comes out of nowhere and swats away from, I believe that was
And if
Cooks.
You believe Romo, it wasn't even his guy. He just came out over there and made the play.
It was a great play.
And then right before the interception, it was kind of a combination of Gilmore and I believe it was McCourty breaking up a pass, which would have been a touchdown to Cooks.
Also to Cooks.
Now, it did look like it was probably a pass interference because he couldn't get his arm up, but they were letting guys hold so much. What I noticed about the Super Bowl was any ball that was thrown downfield more than 10 yards, guys' hands were all over the receivers, and in the regular season, that would be called defensive holding, but they let him get away with a lot of hold. And that's the way I actually would rather see it.
Yeah, they let it go a little bit, no doubt. There weren't that many penalties. But the Rams offensively were just putrid. You know, 14 total first downs. On third down, as you mentioned, they were 3 for 13. They only ran for, 60-some yards on the ground. I mean,
something has to be going on with Gurley.
Gurley's confusing.
Maybe he's got some sort of injury that's just that.
Well, you would think that, but then he came out in the second half, and he had pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime he had a good run, then you'd actually see a penalty.
Right.
He actually
had
one good run, looked like they were getting something going, and it was kind of mysterious holding on the center.
But didn't you think the Gurley looked fresh and healthy? I thought he did.
He looked okay, but by all reports, he was kind of limping on the sideline.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's just confusing.
But he wasn't on the injury report.
Look,
the best players on the field yesterday were Gronkowski, Edelman, Gilmore. They were all the Patriots players. They deserved to win.
I agree.
Six Super Bowls.
I agree. The Rams did nothing in that game to deserve to win the game. I totally agree with you.
Brady's got 6 rings.
It's crazy. And you know, people are kind of, some people point out, you know, that obviously Tom didn't have a great game, but much better than Peyton Manning's last game, John Elway's last game in the Super Bowl. Some of these guys really had some duds and were able to get rings out of it. I thought he was fine. Edelman obviously was a huge star for him. Could rely on him big time.
He cannot be covered.
For the most part.
Yeah, he can't be single covered. It's basically impossible.
And then they still utilized Gronk when he had to. The floater that he hit Gronk with was obviously the biggest play, the biggest play of the game.
Yeah, he kept a linebacker on him.
Yeah, it was great. Great.
And then the Pats had the two huge third down runs, in the fourth quarter. They were trying to bleed the clock.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yep. And then, of course, the storyline for the Rams, the Gurley situation, that's always weird. He's denying that he was hurt. Although reporters could see him limping around, you know, the building leading up to the game. So something clearly going on there. But you know, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird to be a guy that was rooting for the Patriots, but I was. I found myself rooting for him and cheering for him hard down the stretch. So, weird.
Again, I always come to the thought of, what if we were doing Boston radio?
Oh, that'd be great.
They're going to have another parade.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
They just had a parade.
I know.
They just had one.
It's their life.
They had one in November.
It's the lives that those people lead. They're just blessed.
They have a parade in November, and they have a parade in February.
Well, you could just go with two teams, the Red Sox and the Patriots. So the Patriots have won three of the last five, and you would know better than I, but it seems like the Red Sox have won three in the last decade.
Well, they won it in 04, 7, 13, and this year.
That's quite a run.
So 7, 13 in this year, basically in the last 10 years.
So since 13, they've won, what, 5 championships? Right? So that's 5.
18, 13, 07, 04.
Right, so 5 parades in 5 years, essentially. 5 or 6 years.
3 of the last 5 Super Bowls, mm-hmm. All of that Red Sox success. The Celtics are a really good team. Now, they haven't won a championship in a while, but they're really good.
And just spoiled bastards.
And even the Bruins snapped the streak against the Caps.
That's right. The Caps had owned the Bruins for 14 straight games. Now, at some point, you know that streak's going to end. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it just happened yesterday.
It was an under weekend.
It was a great day for Boston yesterday. Yeah, big surprise.
You like Boston in the under. Great weekend for you.
Let's go to Eddie in center. Let me see here. Eddie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. I'm kind of still yawning from that game from last night, man. That was the most boring game I've seen in Super Bowl history. Like, I don't understand why people are saying it was a fun, entertaining game. It wasn't
a fun,
entertaining
game. I was entertained by
it.
You weren't entertained by the plays? They were making plays on defense instead of offense.
No, look, I'm a defensive player. Like, I love the defense. But it was just boring to watch on a Super Bowl stage. Now, I'm not talking about, like, it would be cool if it was, like, a week three. You know what I mean? Like, it was week three of the regular season.
Yeah.
But to end the season on this note, especially after having such great conference games, it was a very disappointing game. And I even had, like, almost close to $3K on that game going for the Rams. I didn't care about the money. I was still mad that that was the end of the
game. That's a lie.
You should have cared about the money.
That's the biggest lie I've ever heard.
Everyone cares about the money.
You should have cared about the money.
Apparently, BetterX lost, I think I heard, $3.6 million on the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rams.
But yeah, the contrast between the Super Bowl and just the AFC Championship game, for example. I mean, the NFC Championship game was an overtime game as well. But the AFC Championship game, that second half was back and forth. Mahomes, Brady, Chiefs. Offense and the Patriots on offense, and this was totally different.
Yeah, totally different, but they totally proved their worth by who they went through in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In a year where they were the most disrespected they've been probably in their tenure.
And to me, the biggest factor, and it's not a surprise, he's won a bunch of Super Bowls, it's Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Freaking genius.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, the players had to execute.
I hate saying it, but you're right.
The players had to execute it, and they did. I don't know.
But he doesn't even have, like, the best players. You know, he doesn't have Aaron Donald on defense.
No.
Now, you can make an argument, Stephon Gilmore at corner, I guess, maybe.
Their secondary was really good.
One of the best.
I mean, McCourty's.
But they don't have necessarily the premier guys. And, they're, you know, people have talked about that offensive line. Brady almost never gets touched, was almost never pressured, and they aren't a bunch of first-round picks.
I thought he was pressured last night. He was under some duress.
Statistics show he was almost pressured hardly at all.
Well,
I think he was only pressured on 6 dropbacks.
Well,
he didn't look comfortable on third downs.
More than normal.
I couldn't believe Ndamukong Suh didn't get flagged when he just slammed him to the turf.
I think that was Donald.
When he threw him, I think he kind of like tossed him.
I can't remember at what point it was in the game, but I mean, the ball was clear and he just completely drove him into the turf. I was like, well, that's got to be a flag. Nothing. Yet in the Chiefs game, in the AFC title game, somebody has a glancing blow underneath his helmet, and there's a 15-yard penalty.
It's hard to know what's a penalty these days. Yeah.
Maybe the league went to that crew and said, hey, let's step back a little bit.
Could have been.
Although the Rams, I just looked at it, I was surprised. The Rams did have 9 penalties. I didn't think it was that many.
Should mention, coming up later on the show today, Mike Jones, NFL columnist for USA Today, and our buddy Charlie Castle, former Redskins GM. He will join us at 9 o'clock right here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Junkies, coming to you live from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. And today, we heard in the RVA, Sports Radio 910 The Fan in Richmond.
Very good. Cool.
Welcome in.
Where there's actually a lot going on, I'm telling you. And if you're just listening to the show for the first time, we don't talk politics.
No.
We try and stay away from it.
Yeah.
Ralph Northam is one of the biggest dogs I've ever seen.
Well, I don't want to get into it, but the fact that he almost moonwalked in the press conference, right. That's all you need to know. He almost moonwalked. He started to look to clear space, and yeah. His wife said, "Settle down
like
there.
This might not be the time and place."
Yeah, are you kidding?
It's just ridiculous. Plus, he has the charisma of a fly.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't know. I don't really
Jason's from the Commonwealth. Yeah. Well, I don't know how you voted that dud in.
I didn't vote for him. Honestly, I didn't even know he was the governor.
You sat on the sidelines for that one.
Yes, I did.
Not to get into it, but what do they have? One? They can only do one term at a time. Is that how it works in Virginia? Yeah. Yeah, it's probably good. But
I think it was Terry McAuliffe before.
Yeah.
I don't know who was before him.
That was definitely
him.
A big controversy over the weekend.
Yeah. Still ongoing. Yeah, guy won't step aside.
Yeah,
he's definitely under fire.
Now, I will say, I don't want to defend him. He should have resigned. But the one defense that I will say is I certainly never bought or saw a college yearbook or a graduate school yearbook or a law school yearbook. I didn't know people did yearbooks once you get beyond high school.
It's like was it a medical school yearbook?
Medical school yearbook.
He's probably like, who the F still had that thing lying around?
Well, no. The guy who's really bitter is the guy who ran against him saying, how did my staff not find this?
That's a very good
during
point,
the campaign.
Yeah.
Guess you guys weren't really vetting as much as you should have been.
I think that might have been Ed Gillespie.
I don't know.
Who was running for governor on the Republican side.
So who ended up?
He's Rick.
Who leaked the picture?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I mean, how did it get out there?
Nobody knows. Could have been some of the people in his own party want to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Probably, no, I think it was...
What's the brother's name, the lieutenant governor?
The Matha guy.
Justin Fairfax?
Fairfax, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was, probably somebody, obviously somebody who had the yearbook, probably was like, holy crap, look at this, he's the governor?
No, I think they were sitting on it and they were waiting to drop it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know, the only other thing I really paid attention to, well, I watched True Detective.
I did not.
Oh, yeah. Haven't
watched it?
It was available
on
Friday.
It came on since Friday.
I had things going on.
Yeah. Well, you had a busy weekend, I guess.
Yeah, I did.
You had an hour free. For whatever reason, you didn't.
I'm looking forward to seeing it today.
All right. Oh, well, then I will talk.
Well, you better
it.
Leave the room when we talk about it.
That's fine.
I told Cakes I found myself in the Reddit rabbit hole and thoroughly enjoying it because there's people that are so smart, they pick up on every little nuance, every little detail that's out there. Mm-hmm. And there are 6,000 different theories.
Well, let me ask you this.
And some of the greatest theories.
Watching
some of these people should be writing for television.
After watching this, have you guys narrowed the suspect list down?
No, not whatsoever.
Not really. Did they introduce more?
Because
they seem like they introduced
No.
I don't think they introduced more. I will say this, and this doesn't give anything away. The acting at the end of the show,
yeah, mm-hmm.
The last 10 minutes,
very good.
And this isn't giving away that much,
right?
They're older selves, so it's current day, mm-hmm. And it's Mahershala Ali and Stephen Dorff.
Yeah,
Stephen Dorff. I love Stephen Dorff.
He's really good.
And
in
it's
his
just
role.
The two of them talking for probably 10 to 15
minutes.
Right.
The acting is incredible.
Well, also the makeup artists are so good that, in fact, in the middle of it, I had to re-Google Stephen Dorff to make sure he was the age I thought he was. Because he looks like he's about 65.
Is he around our age, roughly?
Yeah, I think so.
Within 45.
A few years. Yeah. Mid to late 40s, yeah.
Right.
He's like mid-40s,
yeah.
And he looks like he's in his late 60s.
Yeah. They did a remarkable job.
And Mahershala Ali, obviously, he looks like he's in almost 70.
He looks like he's 100.
Yeah.
And it's
he's 45-ish.
Let me just tell you this. Watching that last 10 minutes is the opposite of my experience on Saturday night. So Saturday night, Dylan and I went to see Aquaman.
Okay.
I haven't walked out of a movie in a long time.
You bailed?
Pitched it, and he was willing to leave, and then I was like, I can't do it. I know it's been a successful movie, and a lot of people like it.
Made a ton of dough.
So some guys think it was brilliant.
Seen it? Cakes is the actually, only one who would
somehow
see it.
You saw it, and I haven't seen it yet. That's an upset.
It's like animated, right? I wouldn't see
it. It's
that.
Not animated. Uh-oh.
I wouldn't see if it was
regular.
There's
a lot of CGI from what I've seen from the clips.
Well, yeah, because people can't breathe. Right, people can't talk underwater.
I wouldn't
and
see
a lot of it has JP, talking
I don't know
underwater.
How you do it. I mean, you got a younger son, but I wouldn't see it if it was filmed in my kitchen.
Well...
All right, so it just wouldn't happen.
If it was filmed in your kitchen, I'd walk out.
Right.
That's how bad it was, huh?
I don't know why. I can suspend my disbelief to, like, Black Panther. Like, yeah. I really like Black Panther. And a lot of this movie was similar to Black Panther in a way. It just was underwater.
Yeah.
But the whole fictional Atlantis, that whole storyline, I'm just not buying a world... In the oceans.
Right, you can't.
There's the premise of a world in the oceans, and they're basically godlike.
Yeah.
I just...
Too much.
It's too much, and it was a really loud movie, which oftentimes I don't have a problem with, but it was one of those things where I'm just sitting there. It was long. It was over 2 hours. I wasn't really buying it. It did make me chuckle a couple times. I have nothing against the actor, whoever he is, and I'm sure they'll probably... do a sequel now because it was so successful. But when Aquaman is on some sort of boat underneath the water and there's like a war with seahorses,
right.
And just
too much,
like a Loch Ness monster type thing that's protecting a trident.
Look, I have a hard enough time believing that the Atlantis in the Bahamas actually exists because I've never been there, right. Let alone the Atlantis underneath the
water.
I can
vouch. I've been there a few times.
It actually is there.
It is.
I've seen pictures.
So ultimately, did you walk out?
I didn't.
You hung in.
I thought about it. He walked out and actually said it was the worst movie he'd ever seen.
Well, you tainted him.
Oh, really? Wow.
No, I didn't taint him at all.
I didn't even know he was still in the theater.
Unless I brought up, you know, an hour and 45 minutes in saying, would you be willing to walk out?
Mm-hmm.
He, though, was doing this thing where he was basically walking out anyway because he went to the bathroom like 3 times. Now he was getting refills on his kids.
Oh, he's like, cakes.
Well, he's a big.
Yeah, but again, he's 11.
He's a big consumer of lemonade. And he just was pounding lemonade and lemonade and lemonade and going out and, you know,
So he actually does the refill bit. I don't know if I've ever, because I usually get the big, gigantic, like Coke Zero. There's no need for, like, I have 40-plus ounces. Do I really need 80?
He gets something called the Kids Pack at AMC, which is it's a pretty small
smaller cup.
Small.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Popcorn and whatever sort of candy it comes with.
So that's how bored he was. He just started rolling out for more lemonade.
Basically, he was squirming in his chair. I mean, he's 11, almost 12. He's squirming in his chair a lot. I could tell.
So when did you do
totally
that? You did that on Saturday?
Saturday night.
So you didn't want to watch any Waste Management. The Waste Management was silly this weekend, especially
you
on Sunday.
You missed party on Sunday.
Yeah, why don't you come to my party?
Man, it was a ranger from what I heard.
I was running around, but even when I was on the road, I had my laptop with me. I was streaming it. I mean,
couldn't
get enough of it.
Didn't you pick Ricky Fowler?
I felt like you picked Ricky Fowler. I did. I won a little bit of money on that.
Ricky.
By the way, who won the football thing?
You
I feel
did.
Like I'm in it.
You won it.
Hey!
Is it $2 per man? Please tell me.
Yes. It's 50 cents a guy.
We
right?
owe him 10 each.
Oh, salty.
I believe. Are you back-to-back champion? Did you win it last year?
I might have.
How much did he
but
win?
I do hate doing it.
I definitely had the Saints and the Pats in the bowl, but I had the Saints winning us. That's probably
that hurt you.
Hosed me.
That hurt you.
Yeah, how did Adam not win? He had Pats and Rams, didn't he?
Because he only had 8 points going into the championship weekend. Eric had 10. So,
Gotcha, buddy. Sorry.
And AWOD had the Rams winning the Super Bowl, not the Patriots.
Can you hand me the bet book? Because I'm pretty sure I owe a lot of money betting against the Patriots.
I don't know why you do it. I'm the only dummy that picked the Pats to win it.
They're annoying.
You have change?
Hell no, Cakes. I think I owe you.
I might.
Someone reminded me last night, and I was going to. I told this woman, I said, I'm not going to say anything to him.
Do you owe me a large sum of money?
I owe you 10.
Okay.
Because I bet you 10 that we weren't getting the caps rings. Do you remember that bet?
Well, actually, I do have change. I have some cash on me.
So I owe you 10 for that. But I believe you owe me 10 for something else. But I don't know. Let's see.
I'm going to go through the bet book with a fine tooth comb right now. Cakes, I owe you $5 for Brady winning another Super Bowl.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Do you actually have money, or am I going to get a bunch of IOUs?
I don't. But I'm going to tally it up.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, I owe a lot of money.
Well, hold on. Can I just clarify this?
Do you have 10 right there?
Yes.
Here.
Yes, nice.
I'll pay it off.
All right, you're paid off. How many people owe me? How many people were in it?
It's usually like eight.
Let's see.
Eight or nine.
Who owes you?
Silly. Yeah.
Cakes owes you.
Better.
JP owes you.
Right.
I just paid you. Valdez owes you. Drab owes you. Pedro owes you. AWOD owes you.
Nice. What is that? That's it. It's seven.
10,
people.
20, 30, 40,
you have
70
change
bucks.
For one of these, Ricky? Do you have change for 50? I can pay you 10 if you have change for 50.
I actually do.
You do? Yeah. Look at that.
Sized.
I love being paid
Valdez,
off.
Come on.
I don't know that.
I'll have her 20.
I don't know that cakes. That's right. I got $10 right to Jason.
Aww.
For
that's
the second
yeah, I know.
Of the
come
two
on.
Josh Doxson bets.
No, he didn't. But, hold
Adam,
on. That's what I was saying.
You bet him $10 for Josh Doxson, 55 catches. Oh. You also bet him 10 on 6.5 touchdowns.
Oh.
You
cakes,
went over on both.
Cakes going to go broke today.
Stupid Josh Doxson. I'll never all place right. a bet on him again.
But I still that's mine, not Adam's, by
yeah,
the way.
Right.
I still owe you 10 for the capturing, so you only owe me 10.
All right, you have change for 20?
I still need
yes.
JP. JP, you got 10?
Right, you better no. mark these as a pay, JP.
I do have change for 20.
Which one are you paying?
He's paying the Doxson
both
bets.
Both Doxson bets are done, so okay. cross them out.
There you go, Richie.
So annoying.
This is kind of silly today, just collecting cash.
Yeah, when people are handing you fitties, of course it's great. I'm already down $20.
Yeah, so I'm paid off on Bickle.
You're paid off. I still need JP, Pete, Drab, and AWOD. Another
but,
40.
But you are correct. The waste management was riveting. There's more drama in that than the Super Bowl by
so
far.
Awesome. Especially Sunday.
What was riveting about it?
Well, it's
so many storylines.
Ricky imploding.
Yeah. So many storylines.
But then holding on and everybody getting back into it.
So everyone's yeah, a big amazing. Lead.
Everyone's up in,
lost.
Up in arms about the drop
lead?
Roll.
He did lose the lead at one point. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he lost. Yeah, Brandon
shot,
Grace
he
had
shot the lead. Back for a couple holes.
Actually, I only owe $5. From what I see,
that's pretty good.
Plus well, 10.
Solid.
Plus 10 to your boy.
Yeah, you have to
and
go through
I
all that.
And I do owe you on some random Redskins bets.
In fact, I'm going to put this
I bet
in
Sanchez
bold.
Was going to have greater than 2.5 turnovers. I should win that by the spirit of the bet in his last start.
Betting on the Skins has but been a giant life leak for me. I mean, especially the one about the winning or
the
betting
way,
on them in prime
by
time.
By the way, in the prop bets, I did pretty well online, the prop bets, but I wasn't putting a lot of money up. But I put a bunch of prop bets, put 15 prop bets in with my book, Charlie Books.
Right.
All right. Huh? Sent him an email yesterday. And Zuerlein's miss with 8 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Killed me.
Just crushed
how?
Me.
How?
Because I had Zuerlein. I had Zuerlein over 1.5 field goals.
All right.
I had Zuerlein. I had for the game, I had over 3.5 field goals.
All right.
I had a team scores in the last minute and a half.
Oh, you're so salty.
Or maybe
when
it was
saw
a minute.
That.
I mean, when was Gostkowski's field goal? Was that in the last
that
minute?
Was,
half?
That was about 2.5.
The 2 minute, yeah. 2 minute warning.
Okay. All right. So I lost it. I lost three different bets, prop bets, because Zuerlein missed that field goal. And I thought for sure he was going to make that.
Well, weren't you always going to be under the 3.5 or no? Am I
no, because Gostkowski
like
had two.
Two.
Because Gostkowski
oh, right,
had two,
13,
and Zuerlein
right,
had
right,
one.
Right, right,
yeah.
Yeah.
I probably lost $150 just on that miss.
Yeah. Betting on kickers.
So bitter.
Why is Belichick so much better at preparing a defense to take away your top threats?
I don't know.
It's just his specialty.
It's actually
experience.
Annoying. They say, oh, but he takes away the top. But he does.
Yeah.
But what blows me away is
like Freak Hill had one catch
McVay
against him.
McVay could not adjust anything.
Yeah.
McVay looked confused.
He looked like he was in over his head.
McVay looked confused. Goff looked confused.
And Goff always looks that way, though.
Yeah, but you know, if your head coach is confused and he's calling the plays, then you know your quarterback's going to be confused, especially if he's young. And he just looked like he was kind of dazed the entire four quarters.
Well, they couldn't get in a rhythm
couldn't
because
do
they were three and out so often.
Well, Goff was lucky. Look, Brady wasn't sharp, but Goff was lucky he didn't have a couple of the balls picked off because they were jumping those routes. They were right there.
And I thought Romo made a good point that. The Patriots want them to be a drop-back team, not a play-action team. They didn't buy into any of the play-action.
Yeah. Yeah. It was sick. Let's go to Boz.
And Edelman gets open by 5 to 7 yards every time.
Yeah, people just disrespect him all the time.
How we doing?
We had somebody on here that disrespected him last week.
How we doing?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, Lurch, there is a prop out there right now, 100-1 to take all the Boston teams to win it. This year. So I jumped on Connecticut yesterday. They won by 24. I jumped on the Bruins, which I loved over the Capitals.
Right.
And I took New England yesterday.
And
took
the
them
Celtics.
And the best bet on the Celtics. Yesterday, my best bet was under 10.5 points. first quarter by the best prop man, Steve Fezzik, who runs pregame.com with RJ Bell. Also, we had under 27.5. That dipped down to 27. And if you looked at South Point, the total on their total was the lowest out of any book. Mm-hmm. It was 53 compared to 55.5 because it all was dipping down from 58. I had Edelman at 28-1 to win the MVP. Michelle goes over the rushing yards again.
How much did you win all told?
Oh, I don't even know. I mean, a lot. I don't think I missed a prop, but maybe one or two small ones. And did you see the national anthem?
I heard there was some controversy.
1:50. Yeah. The time was 1:50. It goes to 2 minutes because now they're going to give everybody a winner now because she said brave twice.
I read that.
Yeah, she threw an extra brave in there.
Right, gotcha.
That was crazy.
Ronald Acuna.
So it went over the 107 seconds or whatever, 107.5
yeah,
seconds.
I just want to say about Belichick. I'm from Annapolis. I work down at the Naval Academy. Belichick, the reason why he wins is because he does everything opposite. And you know what he did? I told everybody. It was weird. We think kind of the same way. I said, right. Stunt the quarterbacks. They went after the quarterbacks and ran stunts. They ran all kinds of different stuff. Belichick is three steps in front of everybody. Every year. The guy is amazing. I love him.
Congratulations.
I went to Arondo and he went to Annapolis. So.
Me.
I got you. I heard the Annapolis part.
All right, hold on a second.
Is that our guy?
That's the guy
Chucktown?
Who showed up at Chucktown in the Saints jersey.
Correct.
And claimed that he won $1 billion on all those games.
We did a four-man show that day without Eric Bickle. Right. He was the fourth job.
Yeah. I want to see the ticket. I want to see his ticket that he had Edelman at 28-1.
With all those bets.
Yeah, I want to see how many.
Well, I do like his theory, though, just betting on Boston teams. We should just be doing that.
One.
That seems to work every day.
Seems to pay off pretty well.
So yesterday it was UConn. It was the Celtics. It was the Bruins, Patriots. So the four New England teams all won, yeah.
That's sick, right?
I didn't see that prop offered. I would have jumped all over it.
If you're a 20-year-old... in Boston, how many parades have you been to?
I don't know.
100.
It was amazing for us to experience a parade.
Right.
They've experienced
probably
six with the Patriots. That's six.
Right.
Four with the Red Sox.
Correct.
Their second one this year.
10. Just maybe one Celtic.
You know, we think it's crazy that the Caps gave us
a ring. When did the Bruins last win one?
I want to say it was like 9 or 10 years ago.
So
roughly.
So 12.
I don't know.
So 12 on the pro teams.
Probably.
If you're a 20-year-old.
Think about it. We think it's just so bizarre and crazy that the Caps gave us rings. Those radio hosts out there, they probably got fistful of rings from all the teams.
It's ridiculous.
Think about it.
The Bruins won in 2011.
Hmm.
All right. So if you Bruins, Celtics, they're the nubbers. They've only won one.
Right.
And then the Red Sox and the Patriots, that's 10, that's 12. 12.
What is your gut on Gronk? You think Gronk's coming back? You think he's done?
He's coming back. You know what? He looked awful at times during the regular season running. Yesterday was like the best he looked.
He looked pretty good yesterday.
He was running pretty well.
Yeah.
And he can just turn into an offensive lineman. He's an amazing blocker.
Right.
Well, he's a ridiculous blocker.
Supposedly, though, he doesn't need the money, right? I think he's claimed all along he's never really spent his salary. He just spends his endorsement money. So he doesn't need to come back with money.
Wish I could say the same. I don't think I can live on just my endorsement money.
He did look fresh, but he had 2 weeks to prepare.
True. Right.
And if you gave him, if he only played 7, 8, 9 games in the regular season, they kind of gave him weeks off based on the opponent. I could see him doing that. But I don't know if he could come back and play a full season.
Still only 29.
I know, but he's had like 4 or 5 surgeries.
Yeah.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. We will be talking about the Super Bowl throughout the show. Mike Jones, NFL columnist for USA Today, joins us at 7. Charlie Cassidy, former Redskins GM, at 9 o'clock.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Chunkies coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. And now we're heard on 910 The Fan in Richmond. I believe we've got a Richmond caller. He'll be the first.
Very good. Make our maiden voyage in Richmond.
Cole, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
Junks, what's going on, guys? It's nice to hear you down here on some local radio for a change.
Yeah, spread the word for us.
Yeah, I will. I will. You know, I've been spreading the word since before you guys were syndicated down here. I guess it's the first morning that's going on, but yeah, I've been listening to you guys for about 20 years now.
Appreciate it, man.
And yeah, congratulations, guys. You, I don't know how you don't got there, but this is quite an accomplishment you guys did. It's really cool.
Very cool.
Really cool.
Very cool, man. Well, keep spreading the word.
What
for us.
Did you think
it.
About the Super Bowl? What did you think was worse, the game or the halftime show?
I thought they were both hair things. I laid 100 on the Rams and bought a point at 3.5. So I missed that one. But then I remembered that I bought some squares, and I checked my squares, and your boy had threes.
Oh, threes.
You love that last miss.
Threes is nice.
So I was I was pretty pumped when Greg the Leg missed that field goal there at the end.
I
won the third quarter, won the fourth quarter.
Yep.
It was a good win, big win, a big selly.
Yep. I don't think they had enough time. Even if that goes through, it's going to take 4 or 5 seconds to go through.
Come on.
They weren't even gonna have time to execute.
Even if they recovered an onside kick,
there probably
been
no
time.
Plus,
and even if there's no time,
yeah,
it would be a Hail Mary.
It was a full on
Hail Mary, but I don't think they would have gotten there.
Burr.
I think it would have died on the onside kick.
Yeah,
it would take 5
over.
Seconds for the kick to go through.
Yeah, game was over at 13-3.
Yeah, what are those converted at? Like a 5% rate?
Yeah, but
maybe not even that.
But even if they convert it, there's not gonna be any time left.
Yeah.
One thing I'm happy about is at least next year when the Patriots are in the Super Bowl, we won't have to hear the narrative, well, all of their games are decided by one score.
Right. Hmm. By the way, why aren't we jumping on the Pats right now? I think the Chiefs are the favorite to win the Super Bowl, like 6-1. So we should be betting the Pats.
It's because the Pats are every other year. The Pats
you're,
do it every other
you're
year.
You're such
bit.
A big talker. You say that every year and you put $0 on
a lot of talk.
Don't you think
that's
the Chiefs
true.
Might be
you mean
the
every
sexy
other
pick?
Year win because they were in the Super Bowl last year and Nick Foles
true.
Pulled a rabbit out of his ass.
Win, yeah. Don't you think the Chiefs are kind of the pick, if you had to look at it?
They should be the favorite,
no.
Sure.
Why would they be the pick when the Patriots basically win every other Super Bowl they appear in?
I just feel like their time's coming.
I still can't believe, because I thought the Chiefs were the best team all year. I still can't believe that the Patriots held Tyreek Hill to one catch.
Right.
Just think
one
about
catch.
That.
And no points and a half.
One catch.
It's unbelievable.
It's what they're known for.
What they do, how they adjust, and how they game plan in the postseason.
Yeah, here are the odds right now. The Chiefs 6-1, Rams 8-1, Saints 8-1, Patriots 8-1. Then you've got the Chargers, Bears, Steelers down the list. Usual suspects.
It's kind of the way.
Where they have the skids?
They are the second. I think they have the second worst odds. They are 100-1.
Right. By the way, did you happen to watch
the only
Wiz?
Team worse?
A little bit.
The
yeah.
only team worse. Then the Redskins, Lions, Bills, Bengals, Raiders, and Cardinals, who are all 100-1. The Dolphins, 300-1.
Right.
Cakes, I told you I was thinking about putting that prop bet in on Giannis. Giannis points versus the Rams points.
Right.
And I just shied away because
I could have just done Giannis free throws.
Exactly. Since I looked at all the game, you know, the game log of Giannis in the last six, 7 games.
I remember we were talking about it on Friday.
Yeah. And he was scoring 21, 23, 26.
Yeah.
And I just figured the Rams would probably get close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I shied away. Wasn't even close.
Yeah. Well, the Wiz, I think they're about a half a point away from being the worst defense in the league. They're going into that game, they were third from the bottom. They're real close to the worst defensive team I've ever seen.
22-30
the Hawks now. I believe they host the Hawks tonight.
Yes, they do.
The Hawks have actually been pretty competitive of late.
Yep.
I mean, they're not very good, but they've been hanging in games and putting up a decent amount of points. They're probably going to come in and put up like 118 or 120.
Watch John Collins come in there and light them up for about 30.
Oh, John Collins will probably have like 28-18 tonight.
And Trae Young has been playing well.
Yeah.
Like if it wasn't for all the Luka talk, Trae Young would be probably rookie of the year.
Although he shoots a low percentage.
Yeah,
but
he's coming on over the last 3 or 4, but he was having a horrible year until then.
Let's go to Reggie in Poolsville.
Luca's just, I'm putting him in the Hall of Fame right now.
Look at me.
Reggie, what's up, buddy? You on with the Junks. How
are you? Hey, what's up, Junks?
What's up?
Hey, I want to give you guys a little insight on Bill Belichick. Last year, I read his dad's book. It's called Football Scouting Methods. His dad was, I guess, a scout for like 30-plus years at Navy.
Right.
And he said that Belichick, Bill, was able to break down defenses at the age of 9 years old. So you think about it. For 57 years, this man has been able to break down defenses, tendencies, and make adjustments. That's a long time.
Yeah, he's a genius. I mean, there's no way, other way to put it. He's a genius. Defensively, he's a genius.
They just seem like they know what the opponent is doing every time. I mean, it even seemed like their corners are running the routes. They're just in the right spots. Like, Goff actually had a completion one time on an out pattern where actually the corner was breaking to the spot. It's just he got beat by, I don't remember if it was Cooks or Woods.
Makes you wonder how they even lose ever. How they should be 16 and over year.
How do they drop three or four games a season?
Yeah, I know.
Their five losses this year were all to teams that didn't make the playoffs.
Correct. They lost to Detroit.
They lost to Matt Patricia, that big loser?
You know what? It's just like NBA teams. Some teams just take the night off.
Yeah.
You know, Brady and the boys, just some Sundays they just
take
it
off.
Well,
they also notoriously start slow. Like, yeah. They'll start slow in September, and people are ready to write the Patriots
off.
But
the other thing is,
there they are at the Super Bowl.
They just get better.
And if you give Belichick an extra week to prepare,
it's curtains.
If you give him 2 weeks to look at one team and their tendencies, yeah, you're done.
I watched some of the post-game interviews, and Gronk mentioned it. It just took them a while to find their identity. And they figured out their identity later in the season where they kind of pounded the football, ran the ball a lot with Michelle and Burkhead, and then ran, you know, enough play action. He's like, we just made enough plays in the passing game. He goes, it wasn't pretty. He goes, but you just have to make more plays than the other team.
I feel like they didn't have a lot of success on the ground until late. They started to pop a few late.
Sure.
Both teams but really struggled.
But they really
the
established it early. Remember the first three or four plays were all runs, maybe one pass. Mm-hmm. He had the interception, but they really tried to establish it early.
It's
and
true,
then
but
that
they're only getting about 3 yards a pop.
And they keep Brady clean. Yeah, he was sacked once.
Yeah,
once all playoffs.
Yeah, but he had a couple. I mean, I guess you say five or six pressures. That's as pressured as I've seen him look in a long time.
Could you imagine how great you felt if you bet the under, if you pounded the under?
Oh, my God.
You never sweated.
That was never
in
doubt.
Not even for a second.
Nope.
And that never happens when you're gambling on the NFL. Yeah. You always have a sweat.
That was the biggest
sure
thing.
There were three massive bets in Vegas on the Rams.
Okay.
And when I say massive, I mean seven figures. There was $1.5 million put on the Rams, I believe plus the 2.5.
I hope Floyd Mayweather lost a boatload of money on the Rams. Please tell
and
me
then,
that happened.
As Eric mentioned, there was a $3.5 million wager placed on the Rams money line late. I think that came in Friday.
How'd our guy Brandon Lang do? When we talked to him, he didn't release his pick.
He had the Patriots.
He did have the Patriots because it sounded like he was leaning Rams.
His record improves.
Oh, he had the Pats.
He crushes the Super Bowl.
He's now 6,000-0.
24-4 or 24-3, something
good
like that.
Good for him.
Yeah. There was a period of time there where I think we claimed he was like 18-0. And then it took a few on the chin.
I went to the gym yesterday before the game, and just some random donks, you know, they know I do the show. They're like, who do you like tonight? And I was like, kind of like the Rams. I was like, but I picked against the Patriots.
I believe
Patriots
I went on record Friday, said I like the Pats.
I honestly kept watching that game, and I kept thinking, well, eventually, this is too explosive an offense. Eventually, they're going to march, and they're going to score. And I felt like they were going to, you know, they would be able to take control of the game.
Maybe they missed
never
Cooper
happened.
Cup.
I think, they definitely missed him. I think Vegas as a whole, it was probably sort of a mixed bag for them because, you know, we mentioned those Rams money line bets huge. But I think for the most part, most of the money was coming in on the Pats. So maybe they made it up a little bit on the props. But I think for the most part, the books lost because the majority of the public had New England.
All right, coming up next, Mike Jones covers the NFL for USA Today. We'll talk about the Super Bowl, start looking ahead to the 2019 season, the NFL draft, and more right here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.